Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hi, I was on the internet and they said I want a Craftsman toolbox, but it won't take my address and I have stuff delivered here all the time.
Okay, what kind of error is it giving you?
It just says address not available or something.
Okay, give me one second. And what is the address?
It's Cowdery, Colorado, 80434.
The street address.
It's 41336 Highway 125.
I'm not exactly sure why I won't take the address.
It says I want a toolbox for $2. A Craftsman toolbox.
Okay, did you read the terms and conditions before you placed the order?
I answered the 4 questions and then it said that I pushed 2 buttons and it said I want a toolbox.
Okay. Well, in the terms and conditions, it's not that you won the toolbox, it's that you won an entry ticket for your name to be put in like a drawing. And if you actually won the toolbox, then you would, you know, get an email stating that you won it.
So why did it ask for my address and everything then?
Well, if you win it, you would get the product shipped to you.
Oh. So am I getting scammed for $2 just for filling the brochure thing out?
No, it's not a scam. We just like to ensure the terms and conditions are read first, just so the customer doesn't get any surprises. But it's not that you actually want a toolbox. It's that it's just an entry ticket.
I hit that like 2 or 3 times. So am I getting charged $2 for every time you hit the submit button?
No.
So when I call my bank tomorrow, it's just going to be $2?
Well, in the terms and conditions, it does also inform you that entering the contest, you also are enrolled into a monthly subscription for a meal planning app called Bites Hub, which is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
So does that mean I'm going to get charged for something every month?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. It is a monthly subscription.
Okay. Is there any way I can cancel it?
Well, if it didn't go through, then there is an account for me to cancel. I can try to see if it went through. What is your first and last name?
Pete Patterson.
So Pete, P-E-T-E, and Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. Nope, no results matching that name. And what was the zip code again?
100 again. It's 80434.
80434?
Yep.
Okay. No results matching the zip code.
Okay, well then maybe it didn't take any of the information then.
Yes, it doesn't look like the order went through, so therefore there isn't an account for me to cancel.
So nothing went through then?
No.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else that I could do to assist you today?
Nope, that'll do it. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.